Good morning, everyone. We are coming up to the top of the hour. Oh, actually, we are there right now, and I would like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Thank you for joining me as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento indie scene, a show where, for the next 30 minutes, I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where we might be able to catch them playing by presenting snippets of our KDVS event calendar of what's going on around the greater SAC indie scene on this, what are we, third week of July already? As heard here on KDVS Davis, yes, that event calendar is what I am referring to. And I've already gone through the disclosure for you, so without much further ado, let's get into some music of what's going on around the Sacramento area.
Rio que mora no mar, sorriu pro meu rio que tem o seu mar. Lindas flores que nascem morenas em jardins de sal. Rio Serra de Lima, sorriu pro meu rio que sorri de tudo, que é adorado quase todo dia, que alegre com a luz. Rio é o mar, eterno se fazer amar. O meu rio é o mar, amiga branca e nua. Somos se descobrindo de tanto azul. Por isso é que meu rio da mulher beleza acaba no instante com qualquer tristeza. Meu rio que balança porque não se cansa. Meu rio que balança sorrindo, 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 sorrindo.
Yeah.
I do dig on that bossa nova sound. Last time I was in that little island nation 90 miles off the coast of Florida, I took a class, and yeah, they really emphasize you need to move those hips when you do those things. So anyway, Mas Bossa is the name of the band. The song is Rio. It's a classic in which they are doing a standard, which they play. And if you like this music, the bossa nova and that beat and everything, there's a show that the band has Friday, July 19th. It's all ages. It's up in Grass Valley. It goes from 7 p.m. to about 10 p.m. at this place called The Cauldron, which is on West Main Street in Grass Valley. 107 is the street address. Dollars at the door will be required to enter. There'll be herbal mocktails by Free Spirit Elixir. And all of this is to help raise funds for legal fees and support for more pride visibility, for more pride visibility in downtown Grass Valley. Yeah, sometimes it could be quite repressive, in my opinion. But with that said, I think that the people at the Cauldron do a fantastic job at what they do, and I appreciate them bringing this band up there for a fundraiser. Mas Bossa also has a show on July 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. if the thing up in Grass Valley doesn't work out for you. It's down in Richmond at a place called the Sailing Goat Restaurant. That's on Steinmark Drive. And more information, if you care to follow up on this, can be found at lootandlaw.love if you would like, featuring. And oh, also want to let you know that in this band, the percussionist is from Boca del Rio, and the bassist is from Big Sticky Mess, which also plays with Boca del Rio. So that's what you have that could go on July 19th if you're looking for something, or July 30th if you're into this bossa nova sound. Let's get back into a little bit more music of what we have lined up for you, and come back in a little bit and share what those things would be about.
I don't want to see you. I don't like the way. now. Give it a few more hours, you'll be laying on the ground. The future. Now there's no turning back. Every vessel is defined by our scars. There's a long road ahead. Can't see how far we've come. Dark of night being torn by shooting.
Back to the boneyard,
where we used to
All right, slide in here before I run out of time and catch you up on what we've been listening to. Right there and then, that was Goblin Mode. Blue Lights is the name of the song. And prior to that was Tim Williamson. They are both going to be supporting Couch Potato Massacre from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and City Mouse from East L.A. at an all-ages thing this Saturday night, July 20th, from 7 to 11 p.m. You can guess the place. Well, I'll let you know. There'll be dollars at the door required to get in, coin of the realm to be had. And that'll be at Cafe Colonial. And again, that will be Saturday night this week, the 20th. And that will be both Goblin Mode and Tim Williamson in support of two out-of-town bands, one called Couch Potato Massacre, and the other one is City Mouse from East L.A. Prior to that, we had the Countermen, their song Access, and you can catch them this Friday with the High Cribs and Kill Girls for an all-ages thing from 7 to 11. You'll need Coin of the Realm to get in through the door there, also over at the Cafe Colonial. Got a quick public service announcement I would like to play for you right now. And then we have a little bit more music that I'd like to get to.
Engineering or physical science majors, need help finding a job? The Internship and Career Center can help. Come down to 210 South Hall for assistance with AggieTracks, resumes, cover letters, finding jobs online, and prepping for interview questions. For more information, please call 530-752-2819 or go to www.icc.ucdavis.edu.
Okay, so there goes our public service announcement. I've got the Real Sarahs with Alex DeGrasse lined up. This is off of their work called Everything's Changed, and this is the title track from that most recent release. I just want to let you know ahead of time before we get into the music, because I don't want to run out of time, because I'm still talking. They will be up in Grass Valley August 3rd for an all-ages thing, dollars at the door required, by the Creekside at the Wild Eye Pub in Grass Valley, like I said, where they plan on bringing a five-piece band with them. They just did a thing with Melly Levi this past Friday at Hot Monk in Sebastopol. Melly is going to be our guest coming up at 9:30-ish on the Earworms Garden, expecting a call from her soon. And we'll go on with that. And also, we'll be doing a special Saxine Artist Edition next week, starting at 9 o'clock with the Real Sarahs calling into the station. And the week after that, we'll be hosting the Torn Boys here in the studio for another Saxine Artist Edition, followed by the Earworms Garden with Anton Barbeau. So let me get the Real Sarahs all queued up for you, and enjoy this, and we will be back to wrap up.
I woke in the morning, my love on. Like the first time, but this last time was different. I can't quite define. Something felt strange, and I knew it was time. And what do you do when you don't feel the same? No one wants to admit it, but everything's changed. Do you struggle on through with your head in the sand? Or set yourself free and move through the pain? Well, he told me that evening the magic was gone, and it pierced through wasn't wrong. And I guess I could fight it, let the cannonballs fly. But all I could do was sit there and cry. changed? Do you struggle on through with your head in the sand? Set yourself free and move through the pain.
As I wait for our guest to call in, I'd like to let you know that, yes, this is The Real Sarahs. If you like what you're listening to, they will be playing up in Grass Valley on August 3rd, an all-ages thing. And that will be at the Wild Eye Pub, and this will be out by their Creekside. Yes, Creekside. Creekside. And you can look up Wild Eye Pub online if you would like to find more information. That's just your choosing. Let me see where I'm at. Yeah, thank you for tuning in today and giving me a chance to share the sounds of what makes up our greater Sacramento scene. My continued gratitude and appreciation to the artists and bands who are sharing their music and events with us so we can in turn share them with you here on KDVS Davis. Yeah, you know, I say this every week and you think it would just glide off my tongue, but it just doesn't. If you'd like to follow up on anything you've heard on today's show, there are links to the artists featured on today's calendar section of themusesyndicate.com. Plus, I have a number of links back to community resources for harm reduction, ways to assist us in creating safer spaces for ourselves and our loved ones. And if you're looking to go out, keep a copy of the KDVS event calendar there as well under the calendar section, themusesyndicate.com. Try to keep that. Oh, there she is. Daily, so I'm going to bow out and let the music play.
Think I'll set myself free and start over. Set myself free and start over. Set myself free and start over. Again.
Back. We just are wrapping up right now. We're listening to Zuki Bomb. We shared The Real Sarahs with you just a moment ago, and then we have Melly on the phone with us also. Can you say hello, Melly, just so I make sure I got you through the board?
Hello, Melly.
Okay, thank you. There we go. Oh, very cute like that. And you just played a thing with The Real Sarahs over at
the Sebastopol.
How was that?
Oh, it was a great show. It was a great show. They're wonderful performers, and they're just amazing people.
Oh, yeah, they're just so kind-hearted people. Yes. So we've got a few minutes before we get into the Earworm's Garden, so let me quickly do a intro for us, and then we'll get into your new record and where you're going to be playing in the Sacramento area coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. You are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org, freeform radio for Northern California and beyond, supported by our listeners. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. But before we go any further, I'd just like to let you know that the following views and that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Yes, I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by, introduce yourself, please.
Melly Levi.
Melly Levi, yes. Singer, songwriter, guitarist. Do you play any other instruments?
I do, but not quite as well as the voice.
Not quite as well.
But I can't. I can play bass. I play a little bit of piano.
You know. Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you do most of your writing on the guitar or on the piano?
Most of it, pretty much on the guitar.
On the guitar. Yeah. Okay, cool. Great. Just want to let everybody know that Melly has been on the show in the past. She had played at the Torch Club at that time. You are returning to the Torch Club tomorrow night, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I'll be there. It's tonight. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Thursday, not Wednesday. Right, yeah, Thursday night.
I've been busy preparing for my tour, so every day is just kind of madness right now.
I know, you've got so many dates on this. It's amazing, and you're going to so many cool places.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited, yeah.
Well, I know we have short time today because you have an appointment at 10, but thank you for making the time to get in here.
Before we go any further,
I would love to capture you giving our station identification.
Sure, yeah.
And that would just be, introduce yourself and keywords to say KDV, like Victor, S, Davis. So you can introduce yourself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
S. Davis.
Yes.
No, I'm repeating what you said. Yeah.
Yourself, KDVS Davis. You can throw in 90.3 if you'd like, but you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll let you do it. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Melly Levi, and you're listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. So now let's dive in. Why don't you talk about how much work it is to put together a tour to begin with, and I'm going to cue up your newest release.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's done in many different ways, but because I'm an independent artist, I'm not on a label, I don't have a booking agent, I pretty much do everything. So everything from, booking agent to marketing and ads for the tour to tour management and all of that kind of stuff. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's quite a lot of work. And actually I usually start putting together a tour months in advance, just because, especially in the summer, it's pretty busy season.
Yes.
So you want to get in so you can get these show dates. Yeah.
Right.
So
it's
the
much
work
easier
starts
to travel too.
What's that?
Much easier to travel as well.
Yeah, it is. Especially depending on where you're headed to. It's a lot of work. And then you know how it is. Anybody that travels, there's always those things that you forgot to do, those little things that add up, and then you're just running around.